It was a bright day and we were on a boat to the Pearl Islands in Panama. The breeze was gentle and the sky was almost clear. It had these little fluffy clouds. My buddy was looking at the sky and he said, "This is interesting." Said to me, "Can you see those birds flying? They look like copies. If someone rendered just one of them and then copied them, they move their wings in synchrony. They look like one bird." And then he said, "Look at the water. Look at the details of the colors. Doesn't it seem fuzzy? Doesn't it seem like there was a dithering or some kind of glitch in a reality?" And then he said, I was thinking that if we are in a simulation and if the people in the simulation, us, start mining Bitcoin, it would consume resources of the machines that are calculating this simulation. I was thinking that if the hash rate goes up and if the rendering engine of the simulation is not optimized for calculating hashes, something would have to give. They would need to optimize things, they would need to copy parts of the rendering, and the birds would look like copies of themselves. And I was thinking that maybe the colors would not be so vivid. They would look like rendering is not so high quality. Ever since that boat ride, I think about this. If we live in simulation and if the bastards in the simulation, us, were really mining Bitcoin, it would consume hardware resources of the simulation machines. And there are two things that can happen. If they're just running the simulation for fun and just want to see what will happen, they might not do it in real time and they would just keep running and running the simulation, and if it becomes slower, it would just render slower. We would not notice. But if they want to interact with us, with our simulation, if they want to somehow beam in and talk to us in real time, then something would have to give. So are we living in a simulation rendered in real time? Are we glitching the reality by mining Bitcoin? I should take that boat ride again.